Today we're joined with the two MCC Esports head coaches. We have Nathan Rotemeyer and Andrew Goforth with us. How you guys doing today?
Doing really well. Doing excellent, Zach.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys stopping by and letting us know about a really cool event that's coming back to Marshalltown with the Esports State Showdown happening on the high school level. So, Nathan, I'm going to start with you here. Can you just kind of explain for any of our listeners who might not know what the Esports State Showdown is, can you just describe what it is?
Yeah, so this is the state championship for high school esports. And high school esports has a fall, winter, and spring season. So just like people would go down to Des Moines for, like, the basketball championships or go to the Uni Dome for football, this is the equivalent of that for high school esports.
Yeah, and we just had girls state swimming at the Marshalltown Y here recently as well. So it's kind of back-to-back weeks where we're going to get a bunch of people from across the state coming to our town here in Marshalltown. Andrew, what are the games here that are going to be played? I know just like sports, we'll have some fall titles, we have winter titles and spring titles. So what are the ones that the high schoolers are going to be competing in come Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
So this season, it's going to be Rainbow Six Siege, Smite, and the big one, Super Smash Brothers.
And a lot of gamers still to this day will get together and play that Super Smash Brothers game against one another. Andrew, can you just talk about just the whole getting this prepared and ready to go at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Marshalltown? Talk about just all the behind-the-scenes work to make this happen.
It's a lot of work. We have teams going in before and after hours all week, trying to get things set up, getting the different stations set up, making sure the internet's good to go, and of course kind of the marquee event, which is the Shoutcast, which will go up on the Iowa High School Esports Association YouTube page. We're going to have four simultaneous streams running the whole time, so it's a big event. It's a lot of fun.
So Andrew, who are then going to be the ones doing the shoutcasting? Is that some people that the state's bringing in, or will it be some local names?
So it is a mix of our team of shoutcasters here at MCC. I kind of run that front, so I usually do the primary room for that. And then this year, more than ever, we have high school participation. So we have students coming in from places like Linmar, Cedar Rapids, Belmont Clemmy, and all over the place to help us out with kind of the production and shoutcasting end of the event.
So, Nathan, you've been kind of helping out with this for the last 2 years, getting it here in Marshalltown. Is there anything that you guys learned in the three rounds last year that maybe you're doing something a little bit different this year for the showdown?
I mean, yeah, the production always gets better every single time we do it right. And we always try to be proactive and anticipate what things could come up when you're setting up an event like this. But I think the moral of the story is, no matter how well you prepare, there is going to be something that happens that you don't expect. It's happened every single time. And so I think the biggest thing we've learned is just roll with the punches, right? As long as we have all of our T's crossed and our I's dotted and we kind of have a plan for what our team needs to do to help that event be as successful as possible, then we make sure we get all our things done so we can assist when something like that comes up. You know, whether it's a game being down for several hours because of a patch that kind of went awry, or if it's PC hardware that didn't show up quite when we expected it to, or just an issue with getting a live stream going. It's just a lot of being flexible, being patient, being adaptable.
Yeah, and one thing I've learned here recently is sometimes technology just doesn't like to work. I was the sound guy for Girl State Swim, and all of a sudden my board just turned off. Well, I unplugged it, plugged it back in, and had no issues. So sometimes it's as easy as that. When will the Orpheum kind of be populated then with students? When can people come in and watch the different titles going on?
So the tournaments start at 9 a.m. each day, and so that's really when people will start to filter in. We anticipate the most foot traffic on Friday with Super Smash Brothers, just because there's three different classes for that game that are all competing at the same time throughout the day. But yeah, anytime this week, Wednesday through Friday, events kick off at 9 a.m. each day, and entrance down at the Orpheum is completely free.
So, Andrew, do you know, I know you guys are MCC, but do we have some Marshalltown teams that will be competing at all?
I know for a fact that Marshalltown High School will be competing in Rainbow Six Siege as well as Super Smash Brothers. So, yeah, it's going to be cool to watch them go out and see what they can do.
So is the showdown like this, I know you guys are involved and going to be doing some stuff behind the scenes, but is this an opportunity for you guys to kind of watch and maybe see some players that haven't come across your screen before?
Oh, yeah, 110%. You know, this is for all the students that participate in this event and, you know, parents that are listening out there. You know, there's going to be a bunch of different colleges there, and so this is really an opportunity for visibility for your student to kind of, get looks at the next level.
Yeah, and I know, Andrew, you've talked about it before with the MCC team. You get a wide delta of students that kind of come through here. We're going to be seeing students that might be participating in sports, but this might be also the thing that students are participating in as well.
Yeah, you know, esports is kind of an interesting niche. It definitely provides a home for a group of students that don't really do anything else, and we see a lot of positives with that when it comes to their academics and engagement and retention and all those different things. So it's really exciting to see.
So, Nathan, if there's anybody at home that may have some kids that are interested in some of these titles, why would you encourage them to come out and even watch, like, the finals of some of these titles this week?
I think that's easy, Zach. The energy of this event is unmatched. You see the same level of excitement, the same level of enthusiasm from parents, from families that are watching in the stands at the Orpheum in both the black box and the auditorium itself. And it's just a special thing to be a part of. You really get to see teams come together. You get to see coaches actively in action. You get to see friends and family rallying behind these students. You know, every year that we have these tournaments, we get to see high schoolers that maybe even aren't playing for the teams that day, but they're showing up with their school colors, their school flags. We've seen, Waterloo East came in one year with their full mascot was there. I mean, it's just really awesome to see that kind of stuff. And I think it really shows parents and the community at large that, you know, this really does have the same level of camaraderie and the same level of teamwork and the same level of skill building that you see in other traditional sports. And it really shows the community that's growing around esports.
Yeah, Nathan, is there anything then that you were kind of looking forward to? Again, we've seen it three times here in Marshalltown. We had a little break with summer, but now we're back at it. Is there anything you're looking forward to these next couple days?
I'm just looking forward to some great competition, right? These tournaments are always something to watch. There's always surprises to see each time that it comes out. Like we said, you know, there's students that are on our radar and teams that are on our radar, but you always have those bracket upsets and those, you know, nail biter moments. And, even if you don't really know what you're watching, the casters and kind of the games that are being played do a great job of lending themselves to being able to catch on that action and live that excitement, even if you're not the most well-versed in something like Siege or something like that, for example.
Yeah, so we have the Esports State Showdown coming to Marshalltown here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week at the Orpheum Theater. Doors open at 9 a.m. Andrew, is there anything else that we need to know about the tournament for the next 3 days?
No, I just encourage everybody to come out and watch. You know, the more community engagement, the better. You know, the more hype and the more buzz we have around the in-person event, it really adds to the atmosphere. So encourage everybody to at least come out and poke their head in and see what's going on.
So is there anything, Andrew, that you're looking forward to in the next couple days?
Oh, I love the shoutcasting element of it. As our team's grown, you know, when we got started, I did a lot of the games and called a lot of the games for our team, and now I don't really get a chance to. So I really have a great time doing that.
Awesome. Well, we're with Nathan Rotemeyer and Andrew Goforth, the two head coaches for the MCC Esports team, also helping out with the State Esports Showdown coming up Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week at the Orpheum Theater. Nathan, Andrew, I appreciate all you guys do in our community and really kind of pushing this esports forward. We are becoming the hub for esports in Iowa, and that's a really cool thing. So thank you guys for your time, and good luck over the next few days with this showdown.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you so much.